David, how are you, bud?
Mate, I'm really well. How are you?
Look, I'm all right. Are you running on cloud nine or are you running on adrenaline? What are you doing?
Mate, we're purely on adrenaline at this point. 5 weeks out and it's just bedlam, but it's the way it always is.
Yeah.
You know, you get this close to any major event and it's just, you know, everything's falling into place. The problem is you're waiting to the last nanosecond before you hear that clunk. Yep, that one's in. Now let's move on to the next thing. So, but all looking really good.
How many years now?
35, which is amazing when you think about it. Started off out in the Thornside property out at Widgie on the back of a flatbed truck, and now it's Australia's favourite camping and music festival. It's huge.
Who's coming this year?
Mate, we've got a whole range of artists. Got some international ones coming through, which is great. And we've also got some of the, you know, the tried and tested Australians. So we've got Casey Chambers, John Williamson, Troy Cassadaly, Becky Cole, the McClymonts. And then from overseas, we've got this US comedian called Rodney Carrington.
Ooh.
Incredibly funny. He's had his own show on the Comedy Channel. He's, I don't know how we can describe him in an Australian way, but in the American way, it's kind of like, you know, he's a bit of a redneck comedian. There's a great YouTube post of him, and he's sharing the love, and he says, who else would do this? Who else would talk to you while I'm on the shitter? He's good. He's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to heading down to the Crowbar and seeing him perform, because I think he's going to fit into the muster crowd really well. And I think he's going to find that the Aussie sense of humour is just going to really he's going to be able to take it up a notch.
Website we go to?
Mate, www.muster.com.au. Got all the details there, and we've got the full lineup. We've also got Gord Bamford, who's an Aussie expat who lives in Canada now and was the Canadian Country Music Artist of the Year. So we've got a broad range of people. And then we've got our locals, and, you know, even down to the Gimpy Girl, X Factor, Caitlin Shadbolt, who, great girl. She picked up the CMC, I think, Young Star Award this year. So we're really excited about that. The lineup, always good, always great value. But it's a whole experience that people come for. It's the artist, but it's also about camping and catching up with your mates as well.
And the kids are going to love it this year because of Pokemon Go.
Oh, God. Mate, look, us adults collectively sigh when, I mean, I remember when my kids were young and I had to get the cards, and now it's an app on a phone, you know. But that being said, it's about technology. You know, we're embracing the Muster. We've got the Muster app this year, which is in the process of being built now, and that'll enable you to build your own schedule for the event. So
yeah,
you'll be able to get like a little reminder that says, hey, look, you know, 15 minutes down at the Blues, you know, the next artist that you wanted to see is on.
Yeah.
So we've got that. We've got internet connectivity out on the site, because if any of your listeners have ever been out there, they'll know it's in the middle of the Amamore State Forest. So, look, 3G was okay. 4G was switched on for the first time out there last year, and it worked well. But NBN and the Sky Muster satellite is actually going to be setting up a link out there. So we'll have great NBN Wi-Fi on the site, which is brilliant. And
yep,
if you're playing Pokemon Go, I'm told the Pikachu is on main stage. So you'll be able to track him down there.
And it's also good for not just the games, but also selfies. Everyone wants to put their selfies up with the pictures. So you've got to have a strong connection, and you've got that. That's great. That's really
absolutely
good.
And look, you know, and that's a really important thing. Social media now, it's about not only going to a festival, and if any of you have been to a concert recently, you know, when I say recently, in the last couple of years, you'll see people holding their phones up.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, guys, you want to watch the artist as well, but they want to capture it. They're in the experience, but they also want to let their friends know that, hey, look, you know, look what you're missing out on.
You're a groupie. You're the man behind it all. When was the last, be honest, when was the last, and who was it with, the last selfie you took? Come on. With someone.
Yeah, look, I'm thinking artist-wise,
yeah,
I reckon the last selfie would have been Becky Cole, and it would have been at the CMC Awards.
Was it pre or post Lemonade?
Let's say it was at the after party. And if it's blurred, it's only because there was some lens, you know, my big fat finger on the lens.
Yeah,
it had
sure
nothing to do with anything else.
No filters or anything, no.
No.
Exactly.
Mate, I need all the... There ain't filters that can make me look good.
The Dave Gibson filter. The website again?
www.muster.com.au. Tickets are still on sale. We've got camping tickets. If people want to, if they're not getting down and they want to like do a pre-book of an area, they can do that. Or if they want to just roll in, camping's included in your ticket price.
Yep.
So do that. We've got four-day or single-day tickets. Get onto the website, check out the program. I strongly recommend if you can take the time off, get there for the full 4 days because you won't have a bad experience. There's a great saying about the mustard that there are just friends that you haven't met yet. There are no strangers, just friends you haven't met yet. So you'll have a great time.
We're looking forward to it. We'll see you there. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, mate. Take care.